This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Court documents revealed Wednesday the white Minneapolis police officer who kneeled on the neck of a black man who later died will now be charged with second-degree murder, and his three colleagues will also face charges. A charge of second-degree murder does not suggest premeditation but carries stiffer penalties. Documents show the three other officers have been charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder. The May 25th death of George Floyd, who had been accused of trying to buy cigarettes with a counterfeit bill, has ignited more than a week of sometimes violent protests across the United States. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar tweeted, quote, "This is another step for justice," end quote. In a statement, Floyd's family described news of the new charges as, quote, "a bittersweet moment." As protests surrounding Floyd's death continue, U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his now highly criticized stroll through Lafayette Park Monday. Law enforcement forcefully cleared protesters in front of the White House right across from the park, making way for the president to walk to an historic church across the street. It had been set on fire the night before. The president and members of his team then posed for a photo in front of the church. President Trump claimed in an interview with Fox News Radio Wednesday he didn't know protesters would need to be cleared out as they were. Floyd's death has sparked protests across the United States and major cities around the world. The Associated Press says police have arrested at least 9,300 people nationwide. The 46-year-old African-American man died after former police officer Derek Chauvin held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for almost 9 minutes. For more on these stories, go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Active duty troops sent to the Washington, D.C. region to help, if needed, with civil unrest are starting to leave. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
As protests turned violent this week, roughly 1,300 troops were sent to this area. They haven't been used, and senior defense officials tell the AP the troops are now beginning to pull out. While President Trump has talked about using the military to put down violent protests, Pentagon Chief Mark Esper said this morning conditions do not warrant using active duty troops for law enforcement.
I do not support invoking the Insurrection Act,
which Esper says should only happen as a last resort in the most dire situation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pope Francis expressed his concern Wednesday for what he called, quote, the disturbing unrest in the United States. The Pope said people cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism and exclusion in any form, and yet claim to defend the sacredness of every human life, end quote. He went on to offer prayers for Floyd and, quote, all those others who have lost their lives as a result of the sin of racism. China has mocked the U.S. stance on Hong Kong in light of civil rights protests related to the police killing of George Floyd. President Trump blasted the country last week over a new security law in Hong Kong, but China's foreign ministry spokesperson told reporters in Beijing, quote, racism against ethnic minorities in the U.S. is a chronic disease of American society, end quote, adding, quote, the current situation reflects once more the severity of the problems of racism and police violence in the U.S., end quote. Wednesday, Washington ordered the suspension of all flights by Chinese airlines into and out of the United States after Beijing failed to allow American carriers to resume services to China. The U.S. action takes effect June 16th, but could be implemented sooner if President Trump orders it. The Department of Transportation said it affects four Chinese civilian carriers. The move adds to a growing set of tension points between the world's two biggest economies in the aftermath of the coronavirus crisis. With more than 1.8 million COVID-19 infections, the U.S. has more cases than any place else in the world. There have been more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. Worldwide, more than 6.4 million people have been infected, and more than 382,000 of them have died. The German government announced Wednesday it will lift its COVID-related travel warning for European countries June 15th. The country says it will still advise against travel to some areas where quarantine rules remain in effect. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.